The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Okay, it's time for top three, bottom three. But this time, we're going to do a top five list and no bottom list this time. And what we're going to do is going to give our top five 70s hard rock bands that never went gold in the United States. So, Danny, was this tough for you to compile this list?
It was kind of hard to pick out the top five and put them in a particular order. Some of the bands, you know, it's not a surprise they never went gold, but I had the difficulty picking my favorite bands versus what bands I thought should have been gold. So I kind of have a mixture of that.
Yeah, I just kind of went with my favorites, and some of these bands people have heard of, and there's going to be other bands that people are going, who's that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off with, I'm going to give you my top five 70s bands that never went gold in the United States.
70s bands, all right.
Okay, at number five, from New York City, Stars.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Number four, YNT. But back then they were known as Yesterday and Today. Number three.
I had a couple of their Yesterday and Today albums.
Yeah, me too. They weren't that great. They were okay, but they got better when they changed their name.
Oh, yeah. A lot better.
All right, number three, and I was surprised that this band never went gold in the United States because they're big in Europe. And this band is Rainbow.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, huge band. I can't believe they never went gold, but they were.
Yeah, after Richie left Deep Purple, just never translated in the States. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, a band that a lot of people don't know about, but I absolutely love this band, and that band is New England.
the great, great band.
Yeah, only released three albums and poof, they're gone.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, why they, what really happened then back in the day, but apparently they've gotten back together and done some recording recently, and they're going to do some shows in New England and in Japan in 2016. So if they ever did even a mini tour of the U.S., I would do what I can to see them there.
Yeah, yeah, if they played a show at the Roxy, I'm so there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the band at number one, and it should be zero surprise to you or anybody that knows me.
Let me guess. Is it Angel?
Angel, number one, a band that I never got to see live. They put out five studio albums and one live album. And Punky Meadows is actually playing his little solo tour, and he's coming to Philadelphia. You got tickets yet?
Oh, I do not have tickets, but I'll check it out.
I think he's playing this month or next month. So,
yeah. I'd like to see that. He was my favorite part of the band.
Yeah, very musical guitar player. Not super flashy, but plays within the song.
Yeah, I think he left most of the flash to Greg Jafria.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy. Mr. Rich Guy now.
Mr. Fancy.
In fact, if you listen to the Eddie Trunk podcast, he got all five guys on the show about 2 months ago and interviewed those guys for like an hour and a half, and it was awesome.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, and you know Punky Meadows was also almost the guitar player at Kiss.
I did hear that.
Yeah, yeah. He turned him down initially because he wanted to talk to his buddies and Kiss. They wanted an answer right away, and it never happened. Mm. So imagine Kiss with Punky Meadows. That would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Oh. I mean, how can you say it would have been different than with Ace, but who knows?
Yeah. Okay, that's my five. Anything shock you there?
I'm surprised you don't have a couple bands that I have, but I'm not surprised with your Angel pick at number one. I wasn't as big a fan, but I certainly don't think you're out of line with them picking Angel number one.
Okay, well, maybe I forgot some bands that we're going to find out real quick here.
We'll find out my opinions here. So for me, my picks, number five, New England. That was your second pick, but New England, love those guys. Their albums are great. If anybody can get a hold of them, pick them up. They're awesome.
They're still floating around.
Very melodic, great vocals, just really good songwriting. Number four, I'm going with Y&T also.
Two or two for two so far.
I can't believe they never went gold, especially with like Summertime Girl, or I guess we're talking gold album. So
gold album. Yeah, that song was played a lot on MTV, but I think they had a crappy record label that just didn't promote them. They were actually bigger in England than they were anywhere else.
Yeah, their song Open Fire and Mean Street, just Open Fire might be one of the best opening songs of all time. Just really awesome song.
And Minichetti is a killer vocalist and guitar player.
Oh, yeah. to be able to play like that and sing, it's crazy.
Yeah, somebody should have scooped him up for a different band. I don't know. Yeah.
My number three, you may not be shocked at this, is The Babies.
Yeah,
love those guys. I can't believe they didn't go gold, even with their Greatest Hits album.
Yeah, I checked and they didn't. And they had some big singles too, a couple of top tens there.
Oh, yeah, Every Time I Think of You.
Isn't It Time?
Yeah, huge songs. But, oh, well, we're talking gold albums. So yeah,
I think the name killed them. I think so, because the band, really? The band was good. But
oh, yeah. And think of the bands they went on to be in. I mean, Journey, John Waite by himself.
The drummer left after the Babies broke up. He joined Rod Stewart for a while. And
some guys, the guitar player was in Rod Stewart as well.
So they floated around. So they still made a living at it. But I guess they're back now, but without John Waite, which is too bad because John Waite, he's got a unique voice and a unique songwriting.
He's got that, you know, kind of like, with Saxon we talked about earlier, he's got a particular voice that fits those songs, but still great songwriting is great songwriting, so anybody can sing it.
Yeah, if you haven't, go back and check out those older albums. There's some good stuff on there that never got played on the radio.
My number two is Rainbow.
Yep. Which era do you prefer?
The Richie Blackmore era.
You can't differentiate between Jolynn Turner or, well, it's mostly Jolynn Turner or Ronnie James Dio. Those seem to be the two big ones.
Yeah, I probably like Jolynn Turner better. I like the Stone Cold album, or Right Between the Eyes, which is what.
Yeah, they had their most commercial success with Jolynn Turner, but.
Yeah, it's amazing he's never gone on to be bigger than he is.
But have you listened to Stargazer lately?
No.
Oh, God, that song is so good. Oh, my God.
I mean, Dio's got a particular voice, and it's awesome.
Yeah, go back and check those one. Rainbow Rising is one of the greatest hard rock albums that nobody in the U.S. knows about except for the diehards. You'll probably listen to this show. But everybody else, no, nobody knows about Rainbow.
Yeah,
exactly. Sad.
And my number one, which I'm sorry to say is not Angel.
What?
Nope. I'm saying UFO. Can't believe those guys never were bigger than they were. I know they were huge in the UK and over in Europe, but I like just about everything about those guys. I like the era when they had Michael Schenker. I like the newer stuff. I just, you know, it's not a call out to Eddie Trunk or anything because I know UFO's his band, but I really like UFO.
Yeah, UFO, their first couple albums were not that good, and then Schenker came in and they were pretty darn good. Then Schenker left. Right after Strangers of the Night, or Strangers in the Night was released.
Yeah.
And then the next phase was pretty good, and then they were gone. They weren't very good for a long time. And now they're pretty decent again, but the Schenker years is what everybody talks about. It's good stuff. And I thought they were a little bigger than they actually were. I guess they were regionally big in the States. That's when radio stations weren't owned by the same company. So I guess maybe Chicago and San Antonio, they were really big. But
I was never a huge UFO fan, but, you know, the songs that I know, I really like. Their Strangers in the Night album is great. Even though it's a live album, it's awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. And we can thank Eddie Trunk for that, I guess.
I guess. I knew about UFO a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When they went their heyday, I was in the 70s. I didn't own any UFO. I didn't listen to UFO till like the late 80s.
Yeah.
So I was really late to the show for those guys. But
yeah,
I can appreciate it now. But again, much bigger in the Europe and the UK than they ever were here.
A couple of honorable mentions that I'm surprised never went gold either. Well, I'm not really surprised, but bands that I love that were on this list. Riot, their Swords and Tequila album, awesome.
Yeah, I think I had them 6 on my list. Yeah, Riot was came out in the 70s, but their two great albums came out in the 80s. So most people don't realize they're back that far.
Yeah, I really like the Runaways. You know, they kind of crashed and burned. They were huge and then were gone.
They were never really huge though. It was all hype. Because they were teenagers. They didn't sell anything.
A girl hard rock band. Well, check it out.
It's like that's like people who tell you punk was huge in the 70s.
Yeah.
In England it was for a year, but in the States it was never huge. And you know, these people who rewrite history tell us about how big they were. Runaways were never big.
No.
People just love looking at them.
Yeah. But most of them went on to much bigger success.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Leah Ford and Joan Jett.
You got to respect them for going out there, 16, 17, 18-year-old girls going out there and rocking.
Yeah, exactly.
They're groundbreakers, for sure.
Another band, Free, which I thought was bigger than they were, but they're another band on this list that I'm surprised never went gold, but I guess they probably, the guitar player, he must have died before they really got huge, if they were going to. But
yeah, and All Right Now still played on classic rock radio, but again, another band that was bigger in the UK than they were here, because then Paul Rodgers went on to do Bad Company, and Bad Company was much bigger than Free ever was.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, I need to go back and check out those old Free albums.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Okay, it's time for another segment of Intellectual Poetry, where we read out the awesome and deep lyrics of songs that we just think are ridiculous. So
cool, because this show is awesome and deep, right?
And ridiculous.
True.
So you need to give me the name of the song and the artist, if you can manage.
I hope so. I fail most of the time at this.
Yeah, this one's hard. I would not have gotten this one, but... All right, you ready?
Yeah, I didn't get the last 40 of them. Come on.
I don't think I might have gotten one or two. You throw me a softball.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is not a softball in the least. The general scratches his belly and thinks his pay is good, but his officers stink. Gorilla girl, hard and sweet, a military man would love to meet. The president looks in the mirror and speaks. His shirts are clean, but his country reeks. Unpaid bills in Afghanistan hills.
Oh, Megadeth.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to skip the chorus because I'll just give you the name of the song. It doesn't matter.
No.
You, The general only wants to teach France to dance. His army life doesn't give him any romance. Guerrilla girl, hard and sweet, a military man would love to meet. The general scratches his belly and thinks his pay is good, but his company stinks. Guerrilla girl, hard and sweet, a military man would love to meet.
What the hell is this guerrilla girl crap?
I don't know.
Oh, is it you too?
No, but you're getting closer.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The chorus is, bombs away, but we're okay. Bombs away in old Bombay.
Thin Lizzy?
Nope. Singer and songwriter in this band was named one of the worst lyricists of all time.
Worst lyricist of all time. I've heard worse, but God, I don't have a clue. Can you give me an era when the band was around?
They were ginormous in the 80s. I mean, one of the biggest bands in the world.
Is this a rock band?
Yeah, with a little bit of reggae and pop thrown in.
Is it The Clash?
No. A three-piece. Unbelievable drummer.
The Police.
That is correct.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Bombs Away.
I've never heard that in my life, and I can't believe we're actually going to play this.
Bombs Away by The Police, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to send this one to me because I don't have this one.
All right. I'm pretty sure I have it.
Okay, so let's hear Danny's pick. I'm going to Danny's pick, Bombs Away by The Police. Go ahead.
I only chose this because of the lyrics. I actually don't even know the song. So
we're going to play Bombs Away by The Police on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show?
Exactly.
Okay.